better for your hockey club?
Probably not. You know, it's such an electric building that they had a couple of chances there right on the get-go, and they didn't go, and we were able to quiet the building a little bit. And then we were pretty darn good for the game that we need to play.
We talked about him before the game, but another two goals for Matthew Pearl.
Real confident with the puck now, getting it off his stick quick, no second guessing. We need that. We need that scoring kind of throughout the lineup. And he's been great. He's such a good guy in the room. He works so hard. I think that's the big part. You know, for not a big man, he just fights for every puck. And then when he scores, the guys appreciate that even more.
It seemed like Blackus were able to get the puck to the front of your net, but you guys did a good job of making sure they didn't get a good rip at it, kind of clearing it away before.
Well, that starts with the goaltender. You know, he didn't let very many get away from him on those long shots, and a lot's in traffic. He does a marvelous job of finding pucks through traffic. And then they sat in a range that our D could get to. You know, they get out another 2 or 3 feet, you got a real problem because our D can't hold the front of that and get out on those pucks. So our goaltender gets first star for that.
Talking about the fourth line and getting zone time, but what does it mean when Anthony can kick one in like that?
It means an awful lot. It means that, you know, for you look at Little's line and the energy that they play with, the level that they played with, it's tough to do that on 21 minutes. You know, and really that's where the minutes got leveled out. I used Jimmy's line a little more, and they earned it and they deserved it. I wanted to get him out more, but just the way the faceoffs fell, I couldn't. But that gave Little, Ladd, and Wheeler a chance to play at that high level. You know, so the goal is huge, and just on their own individual play, but there's more than just their on-ice contribution to the team. It buys the right minutes for other players so that they can play as hard as they need to play.
I imagine the way you guys have been playing the past month and a half, you probably have a decent amount of confidence anyway, but, you know, beating this team twice in this building, does that help even more? How much more confident?
Anytime you can go up against the league's best and get a win, you get to keep that for a while. A real powerful team, and they're elite in some of the things that they do, and because of that, that's a confidence booster for your team.
What do you hope to take out of the break going into critical home and home with the Wild?
Rest and happiness. You know, work as hard as you do, work as hard as our team works, you should enjoy it. You should enjoy the Christmas break, and I don't want them to start thinking about Minnesota, maybe for about 45 minutes a day if they could get out and go for a walk or something. Other than that, not until they get on the plane.
We asked you this morning about this being a measuring stick game, so how'd you measure up?
So it's tough, eh? There's some strange scores tonight when you look around the league. That last game before Christmas, the first one out. But more importantly, the things that we want to be good at, were good and they worked. You know, the first goal comes off a real good neutral zone transition, and that, so that's really important. Our gap was good. They're a really good team, and they made things happen even when they didn't have an opportunity to have much, you know. But important in that you can use that game plan as a template against the best teams and feel like you can generate. You're not just sitting and taking all night.